This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There's a four-letter word that's becoming more and more important in this economy, and J-O-B-S ain't it. We here at Marketplace, we are going to go with debt. The government is piling on ever more of it, as we have been telling you. Also, though, companies, of which Netflix is the latest, the company says it's going to float $2 billion in new corporate bonds to fund new content, that is new movies and new series, which is on top of more than $8 billion in long-term debt the company already carries. Marketplace's Justin Ho looks at why Netflix just keeps on borrowing.
Watch the fictional marriage of Queen Elizabeth II on the Netflix drama The Crown, and you'll feel like the set alone costs more than the Queen's actual wedding. James McQuivy at Forrester Research says Netflix is spending a lot to produce content.
We're not talking about, you know, Dragnet or the Brady Bunch. These shows are millions of dollars per episode, and that money has to come from somewhere.
To pay for all that, Netflix has been issuing billions in corporate debt. A Netflix executive says he wants the company to have 1,000 original shows by the end of this year. McQuivy says the streaming service has to outbid its competitors.
It's now bidding against Amazon, and it's bidding against Apple and Snap and all these companies that are saying, well, we want to do original content too.
To keep up its borrowing, Netflix needs to keep adding new customers, and it has been. Just last week, the company announced it added almost 7 million new subscribers in the third quarter. That means its income is rising. David Yermak at NYU's Stern School of Business says as long as that's the case, investors will be eager to lend to Netflix.
It's just like a person with a high income personally could afford a big car loan or a big mortgage. It's really the same logic for a company.
Investors are also attracted by the interest rates Netflix is paying on its debt. Moody's just gave its latest round of borrowing a junk rating. Mateo Arena at Marquette University says that's only a problem if Netflix can't keep up its profits.
If the debt load goes up without profitability going up at the same time, then yes, your credit rate is going to go down, right?
But he doesn't think that's going to happen, as long as Netflix keeps making content that attracts new subscribers. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.